السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I Rabbi zidni ilma. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. Allahumma faqihna fid-deen. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. It is so good to see you all here. I hope you all have had a wonderful start to Ramadan and that you all have had a wonderful week. So, inshallah, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Baqarah from last time. So, inshallah, we are starting with verse number 33 to verse number 39, inshallah. So, I'm going to start with the recitation. If you all could open up your Qur'an and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
And inshallah, that is our lesson for this week, verses 33-39. So before we begin with the tajweed analysis, I would like to continue with the topic of makharij, which we started in the previous classes. So we were doing the specific area, al-halq, or the throat. So we learned that the throat has three makharij, the bottom, the middle, and the top. And we have closer to your chest is the bottom of your throat. We have the middle of the throat and the top, which is near your mouth, where the tongue starts. So there are six total letters that come from the throat, and there are two in each of these areas. So we have three areas, upper, middle, and bottom, and each of them have two, making a total of six. So the letters of the throat are Hamza, Ha, Ayn, Ha, and Ghayn, Ha. So last week we focused on the letters of the middle throat, the upper throat, which are Ghayn and Ha. So Ghayn and Ha are part of the upper throat. So they are also letters of Khussa Daghsin Gild, meaning they are permanently heavy letters, meaning anytime you see them, they will be heavy and the back of your tongue will be raised. So now this week, inshallah, we're going to complete the letters of the throat. So we did a total of four. We have two left. We did the upper and the middle throat. So we are going to focus on the letters of the lower throat, which are Hamza and Ha. So the two letters of the lower throat are Hamza and Ha. Now these usually aren't very complicated makharij, and alhamdulillah, a lot of people don't really have trouble with them. The confusing part comes when you get the makharij of the middle throat mixed up with the lower throat. So that is something to be very careful of when we are reciting any of these letters of the throat. What I mean by this is that sometimes we have some words. For example, in verse, in 36, we have haythu. Haythu is with a ha. So sometimes what happens is if you don't use your middle throat to say ha, it can sound like a ha from the lower throat. So you can hear that some people will say haythu instead of haythu. So ha and ha are different. Ha is from the lower throat. Ha is from the middle throat. So it's a very subtle difference, but there is a difference. So it's very important that we don't get these two mixed up. Or sometimes we also can have an ayn. For example, in mata'un, and we can accidentally say it as mata'un with a hamza. So this is incorrect. So because we are using the wrong makharij, the letter does not stay the same either. We are replacing it with another letter, which is incorrect. So for example, in mata'un, this is an ayn. Ayn is from a different makharij than hamza. So for us to say mata'un would be a mistake because the correct makharij of the ayn is not being applied. So this is something to be cautious of when it comes to the lower throat. So hamza and ha are like remarkably similar to ayn and ha. And the reason for this is because they are very close to each other in the throat. So it is very easy to just bring the hamza and the ha up, and it's very easy to bring the ayn and the ha down. And to do this would be a mistake. So inshallah, we want to make sure that we are not getting them mixed up, because what happens is we are actually switching the letters for a letter that is not written in the Quran. So this is something to keep in mind as we recite hamza and ha and ayn and ha, because they have very similar makharij, but they sound completely different. So inshallah, keeping that in mind, let's start with the tajweed analysis from the beginning of the lesson. So we're going to start with verse number 33. And alhamdulillah, in this lesson, we have a lot of hamzas and a lot of four-count mud. So we're going to keep an eye out for that. So we start with verse number 33. We start with the word qala. Qaf is a heavy sound, so we want a mouthful. Qala. In the word ya adamu, we see that there is a four-count mud. We have that squiggly line, meaning we are pulling this for four counts. Ya adamu. And here we have the letter that we were learning today. We have the letter hamza of the lower throat. Something important to note, when we have hamza, we do not want it to become majhul. Majhul means that the letter, the sound of the letter is very unclear, or we are not sure what letter this is. For example, we have the word ya adamu. So we want that a to be very clear and sharp. Ya adamu. If it's majhul, it will sound like ya Adamu, Adamu, and Adamu. It's a very subtle difference, but we want to make sure the hamza is very sharp. Ya Adamu, ambihum. So here again, we have the letter hamza with a sukun. We don't want ambihum, ambihum. It's ambihum, bihum. The hamza is very clear. It is very audible. This is what it means when hamza comes from the lower throat. So we don't want a majhul, unclear ambihum sound. We want very ambihum. So inshallah, we want to focus on that whenever we see a hamza. So for the next word, we have bi-asma'ihim. Again, we have the letter hamza. This is not bi-asma'ihim. This is bi-asma'ihim. This is a four-count med. We are pulling this for four counts. And in the second part, we have ihim. This is not ihim. This is ihim. So a very sharp hamza sound that comes straight from the throat. In the word falamma, this is a four-count med. Amba'ahum. Again, this is a hamza. We want a sharp hamza sound. Amba'ahum. This is a ha. From the lower throat, it is not ha. Amba'ahum. This is amba'ahum. So this is very easy to get them mixed up, but we want the ha coming from the lower throat. In the word bi-asma'ihim, again, we have two hamzas, very sharp, very clear, and we have a four-count med. Bi-asma'ihim in qala, qaf is a heavy sound. Alam, meem is a letter of tawassut. Aqul lakum, qaf is a heavy sound. Aqul lakum, lam and meem both have tawassut, so we are resting upon each of these. In the word inni, this is a four-count med, so we are pulling for four counts. A'lamu, ayn is a letter of the middle throat, so we want a constriction of the sound. It is also a letter of tawassut, so we want a prolongation. We are wanting a rest on the sound. A'lamu. In the word ghayba, gha is a permanently heavy sound. There is a mouthful, back of the tongue should be raised. As-samawati wal-arwi, lam and ra are both letters of Ibn Umar. They are both letters of tawassut, so we rest. Mad is a permanently heavy sound. Wa-a'lamu. Here, ayn is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this ayn. Tubaduna wa ma kuntum. In here, this meme, we have letter of tawassut, we are resting. Taktumun, we are resting upon this gas. And we are pulling this moon sound for four counts because we are ending on a sukun. In the next ayah, kulna, qaf is a heavy sound. Lam is a letter of tawassut. Lilmalaikati, lam is a letter of tawassut. Lam, we are pulling for four counts because of that mad sign. And again, we have the letter hamza. So this is lilmalaikati, and we don't want a majhul, lilmalaikati. So you can hear it's a very subtle difference. We want a sharp lilmalaikati, so it is coming straight from the throat. Usjudu li Adam, fasajadu. Here this is a four-count med. Illa, again this is a four-count med. Iblisa aba. So here again we have two words that are starting with the letter hamza. So we are having a sharp sound for both of these. Iblisa aba wastakbara. So here ra is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is heavy. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Lam is a letter of tawassut, and we are ending with a four-count mad. In the next ayah, وَقُلْنَا. Qaf is a heavy sound. Lam is a letter of tawassut. يَا آدَمُ. Here, this is a four-count mad, and we have the letter hamza, so we are having a sharp, straight-from-the-throat sound. Uskun. Here, noon is a letter of tawassut. We are resting. Anta wa zawjuka al-jannata, lam is a letter of tawassut, we are resting. Minha, noon is tawassut. Raghadan, ra is heavy in this case, ghain is permanently heavy, so both of these two letters are heavy, and dal is a light sound. Raghadan, haythu, ha is from the throat. Shi'tuma, hamza is from the throat, so we want a sharp sound. We don't want shi'tuma, we want shi'tuma. Duma, a sharp sound. Okay, wala taqrabā. Qaf is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ Ra is heavy. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ Ra is a heavy sound. We are ending with four count mud. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ Ta is heavy. عَنْهَا عَيْن is from the throat. Noon is a letter of tawassut. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا Kha is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. So we have Kha heavy and Ra heavy. And in the next part, وَقُلْنَا هَبِيطُ Qaf is a heavy sound. Ha is from the lower throat. وَقُلْنَا هَبِيطُ Ta is permanently heavy. بَعْضُكُمْ عَيْن is a letter of tawassut. Bad is permanently heavy sound. بَعْضُكُمْ Mim is a letter of tawassut. لِبَعْضٍ عَيْن is a letter of tawassut. And bad is heavy. عَدُو عَيْن is from the throat. And وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Mim is a letter of tawassut. Lam is a letter of tawassut. And Ra is a letter of tawassut. Bad is heavy. مُسْتَقَرٌ Qaf is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. وَمَتَاعٌ And this is a letter of tawassut. So we are resting. إِلَى حِين And we are ending with a four-count med. فَتَلَقَّى Qaf is heavy. And there is also a four-count med here. So we are pulling for four counts. مِن رَبِّهِ Ra is heavy in this case. كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ عَيْن is from the throat. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Ra in this case is heavy. And we are ending on a four-count med. For the next ayah, we start with قُلْنَا Qaf is heavy. Lam has tawassut. إِهْبِطُ Ta is heavy. مِنْهَا Noon is a letter of tawassut. جَمِيعَ عَيْن is a letter of the throat. يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ Hamza is a letter of throat, so we are having a sharp, jerking kind of sound. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ عَيْن is from the throat. هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ خَ is a heavy sound. عَلَيْهِمْ عَيْن is a heavy sound. Sorry, عَيْن is from the throat, so we want a constriction. عَلَيْهِمْ Mim is a letter of tawassut. وَلَا هُمْ Mim is a letter of tawassut. يَحْزَنُونَ Ha is from the throat, and we end with a four-count med. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Ra is heavy in this case. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Hamza is a letter of throat. And بِآيَاتِنَا We are pulling for four counts because of the mud sign. أُولَٰئِكَ This is a four-count mud, and we also see Hamza. So we want a sharp, jerking sound. أُولَٰئِكَ We don't want a light أُولَٰئِكَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ Sad is a heavy sound. Ha is from the throat. And now, Ra is a heavy sound in this case if you stop. Hum, Mim is a letter of the tawassut. Fiha khalidun. Ha is part of Khusa Dalsingil. It is a permanently heavy sound. So we want a mouthful kind of back of the tongue raised sound. Khalidun. And we are ending with a four count mud. So I know it was a little bit fast-paced today because the lesson was a little bit longer, but inshallah, I hope you were able to follow along. Inshallah, you can go back on your own and try to find some of these rules on your own and pay special attention to the hamzas. So we want a very sharp sound. We don't want a majhul or a very hidden, unclear sound. So inshallah, that is something we will try to work on and we will try to improve as we recite. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.